part of this. He's his cross is somewhere over there.
And what's his name?
Keenan Schott.
And where were you when you heard that he'd passed?
I was in Fargo, North Dakota at Nationals summer after freshman year.
So, do you know any other people that have passed from this?
Not as close as my uncle, no, not really. I've learned as my grandma's gotten involved with all of this, a few more names, but yeah.
Connor was at the high school. Mexico High School.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stories here in this field.
Mm-hmm. And what's your name, ma'am?
I'm Janessa Crump. I'm Katie's mother. My mom has really gotten involved with these programs. My mom's name is Lizzie Schott. Keenan was her youngest child. But Sabrina, who organizes this, was telling us we've got two babies represented here. One was 8 months in utero. One was 2 years old. I mean, we've got husbands and wives who passed together. We've got brothers. We've got twins. We've got service members who were home on leave. We've got a 14-year-old who was treated brutally. There are just so many lives. And it's not just these lives that are pictured. It's the ripple effect that goes out from it.
What do you mean by that?
You know, it's not just the face that we portray on this cross. They all had brothers. They all had sisters. They all had mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles. Sabrina, who heads this up. Sabrina, is it correct that you started this out as one billboard for your nephew?
Yes.
And now how many billboards do you have?
My 10th one goes up on Monday.
And this field has gone up how many times?
This is the second time this field is going up.
And it's just, you know, it's not just...
Like this, Caleb, Kiana, brother and sister.
It's the ripple effect. This field is going to represent 307 lives that are gone every day. Every day in the United States, but that just goes on and spreads and spreads and spreads to families and loved ones. And then it's not just biological, it's the people whose lives they touched beyond that as well. Whether they're also struggling with addiction or other things.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.